remember, regardless of producing uniform, so we kind of control the situation. And there's no doubt that Creatures of the Night, they really did want a really big drum sound. Because I think they were going for kind of a, you know, let's be gigantic like the way Led Zeppelin is big, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lick It Up was a little different, but still kind of a big drum sound. And then I liked Animalize. I thought everything sounded really good on that record. Once we got to Crazy Nights with Ron Nevison, the approach was going to be even different because Ron likes to do, he was more of a pop producer, you know, he worked with Heart and did some of that pop stuff with Ozzy.
Yeah.
So, it's really, you know, if you look at all the Kiss albums, they're all produced slightly differently, you know, and a lot, some of it was just the time and some of it was the people we worked with and what the goal of the record was, you know. But, had nothing to do with anyone's particular talent or, and I don't think one person in particular always pushed it one way or the other. But I'm really happy, obviously, that one of the biggest drum sounds ever produced was by Eric, and it was on Creatures of the Night.
Yeah, well, I think that the work of Eric in Asylum was really great, but...
Yep. Although that album sounds a lot thinner.
Yeah.
I know I skipped over that one, but certainly sonically it's way different than Creatures of the Night.